All right, guys. Hey, it's Coach Mike, and time for your next recording. So I would say this is officially recording training number two, since the intro and the mission statement were one together. This is the second one. And so by now, you should be connected with your accountability group. You should have spoken with them or Facebook message with them or Voxer with them, but you should definitely have been connected with them. And maybe you've even done a Zoom, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. And you should have definitely gotten your mission statement into us by now. We will be getting information back to every single person that once you sent your mission statement in. And but that should be in, and you should definitely be doing a morning formula every morning. Really getting reconnected with the work and really just starting to get back dialed in to acceptance, that feeling good place that, that you were at, you know, when you left the program, or maybe you're still there and you're just expanding it. So, you should be in that place. Really, really important. Okay. So what I want to talk about here is I want to talk about who you are in a mission statement, okay? And I'm going to get back to the accountability groups in a minute and the morning formula in a minute. But so we make the mission statement, right? So this is who we're going to be. This is what we're going to accomplish. But there's a big difference between hoping something that happens, you know, setting goals and hoping, or certainty, right? So for example, at the time I'm doing this recording, you may be listening to this recording. It's 2019 right now. And, you know, who knows when you're going to listen to this, people that come into this program later on. But I'm going through a process right now, and many of you that are connected on the Q&As and things understand it. But I'm doing it. I'm reshaping my body. I'm working on my body. I'm doing a program that I committed to, and it's an expensive program, but I know it's going to work. And I'm doing all kinds of stuff, man, injections and supplements, and it's really cool. I'm resetting my body, but I'm not treating it like I'm hoping it works. I'm not treating it like, okay, I'm hoping to get down to a 35, 36 inch waist and hoping to lose, you know, 30, 35 pounds. It's not a hope thing. It's certainty. And that's what I want you to have with this vision. I want you to own this vision. I want this vision, this mission statement to be, I always say vision, but mission statement to be a part of every fiber of your being. This is who you are. This is the blueprint of your life moving forward. Every action you take, every decision you make, every conversation you have, every word you speak has to be in line with this mission statement. It is who you are now. And it's not a hope chest. It's not, gosh, I hope this happens. I hope, you know, I don't know, I want to create some extra income over the next, you know, 3 months or whatever. It's not a hope thing. You're going to do it. Okay. It's not if, it's when. And I want you to really make sure that this blueprint is a part of everything you are. So it has to be front of mind at all times. It's not a thing that you read once a day and shelve it. It is the blueprint. This is the foundation of what your life is now moving forward. So you have to be it. Now, you can't be, let's say you want to create a new loving relationship. Or maybe you're single, okay, currently, and not in a relationship. But you want that happily ever after. Well, that's great. That's who you are. So you know that it's happening. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week, in 3 months. Who knows? Doesn't matter. You know it's happening. That's who you are. Now, you make that part of your mission statement. And this is who you are moving forward. This is what you're going to have in your life. But then you can't identify with the single person, right? The single person that is always alone on holidays or always alone on Friday nights. You can't identify. You've got to be that person now that knows the relationship's coming, and it's, that's who you are. So and you might go on, you know, a bunch of dates like I did between marriages. Doesn't matter. Just take action. Okay. Take action from that place. All right. We are no longer identifying with the opposite of what we want. So this mission statement in every area has to be front of mind constantly. This is what and some things are going to happen quickly over the next year. Some things are going to happen within a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, And some things are going to take some time, but we're going to create every single one of them. It's not if, it's when. So now, based on your mission statement and based on who you want to be as a friend, as a parent, as a loved one, as a spouse, as a professional, based on the goals you want to accomplish, based on your mission statement, who is that person? Okay, I want you to get a real clear picture this week of who this person is. And how do they dress? How do they speak? How do they carry themselves? How do they walk into a room? How do they view themselves? How do others view them? So we talk a lot, and I think I mentioned it in the first set of recordings, about reinventing yourself, right? You look at stars that take on roles, movie stars, actors, but also celebrities. I think I mentioned Madonna. You know, how many times has she reinvented herself? How about Brad Pitt? You know, every time he changes his hairstyle, right? He reinvents himself and the way they dress. So how does this person look? How do they dress? How do they act? How do they view themselves? You know, there's an old saying, the best players don't walk into tryouts wondering who the best players are. The best players know who the best players are. And that's how I want you. I want you to know who you are first and foremost. And remember, guys, there is no fooling infinite intelligence. You can't fool infinite intelligence. It's who you are. So you can't like have this wish list of this mission statement as a hope thing. You've got to be it. You've got to be it with every fiber of your being. And that's what we're doing here now. Okay. And it's a process that we're taking over the first 6 weeks or so to become these people. So this new identity, this new persona, this new person is going to have a lot of characteristics of the current person. Because that current person's got a lot of good qualities and there's a lot of things that are serving, but there's some things that you want to drop off and get rid of. And there's also some things that you want to improve. So we're going to take a lot of the characteristics and qualities and personality and work ethic and things from the current person, but it's this new and improved person. That's the new persona, the new identity. And this is who you are. This is where you make every decision. This is where you take action. This is how you speak, how you dress, how you act. Every conversation you're having, every decision, you are this person, period, end of story. You will never hear the luck magnet say, man, I just don't have any good luck. You'll never hear me say that. Even on a down week, even if I, you know, I participate in life and a couple things don't go my way, or I compete in golf and I lose, doesn't matter. Okay, I still view myself the same way. And that's the results I get most of the time. So you really need to own this and really need to make it a part of your being. And yes, name it. Name this person, luck magnet. So what do we come up with in Florida and in Chicago? Kim Possible, Conquistador. Let's see, who else? We had Dr. Feelgood. That was Gino. We had Athena. We have, Pink Tigress. Is Sean, we've got, I forgot, Megan had a good one, Megan H. from Wisconsin, I can't remember hers now, but that's what it is, guys. You are giving this person a name, okay, but this is who you are, and then, like me, I carry a penny in my pocket at all times, and those of you that have seen me talk about this at the live events, I pulled the penny out. And it's just a symbol to me. And every time I reach in my pocket, it's always in my back pocket. Every time I reach in the pocket and touch, I'm like, oh yeah, that's who I am. It's a reminder. So maybe it's an article of clothing. I know Sean, the Pink Tigress, actually took a strip of her hair and dyed it pink. And then I think she, you know, a lot of pink things that she carries. So that's great. And that's a symbol that she's empowered. And she's whole, complete, and free by herself in life. And she's powerful. Because that wasn't always the case, as you know, Sean's story. So we want to definitely have a symbol, a name, a symbol, a reminder. And the reason we're reminding ourselves constantly, guys, this is important. Because the old stuff keeps coming up. The old mistakes, the old patterns, the old habits, the old failures, the old insecurities, the old inadequacies, it all keeps coming back, guys. And we remember, oh yeah, but this is who me. Remember, I partied too much in my 30s, or this is me, I failed in two businesses, or this is me, I just can't seem to get over the hump with finances, or I always freak out about money. We're changing behavior. So you've got to be it every second of every day. And these reminders, owning your blueprint, your mission statement, living it, reading it, owning it, having the persona and constantly reminding yourself that's who you are until it becomes habit. You know, simple analogy. If you eat and brush your teeth right-handed, and I said, well, do it lefty for the next several weeks, it will be really hard at first. But then it's going to become easier and easier. This is going to be a habit, and this will be who you are. You are reinventing yourself, a bigger, new, and improved 2.0 version. And this is a big part of it. So what I want you to do is really own it. I want you to give yourself a name, ask your team for help, share your vision, jump on a Zoom call and ask them for help and come up with a fun name together. They'll help you and you help them. Okay? And then read that mission statement constantly. Be this person constantly. Know how they act. And if you have to, guys, let's say you want to be a great parent and you don't feel you're a great parent now. Most of you, I know you're great parents, but grab an example from a movie or a TV show. Like, that's who I want to be. And I remember watching, The Blind Side. And they had a really cool family, right? This was in between my marriages. And I was watching The Blind Side, and I thought, that's how I want my next relationship to be. You know, how they were and how, you know, a confident woman like she was in the movie, and she was a little overconfident, but you know what I mean. But and I pretty much have that. And so, guys, make sure, like, grab examples. If you know a TV character that has a lot of morals or is a great professional or wickedly intelligent, use them as your example, okay? And be that person. What would they decide to do if you're faced with a dilemma, okay? So it's really important that you connect with this mission statement, that you come up with your alternate persona, and you are living it. You are the living embodiment of it today, okay? That is a must. Okay, now back to the accountability groups, back to the mission, the morning formula. Now we should be doing the morning formula every morning. And guys, so you've got to be accountable to yourself and your team. So you guys should be checking in with each other pretty much daily on a group text or something. Morning formula complete. Hey, make sure we get, got this dialed in. Make sure we're doing that. You guys should be checking in with yourselves daily. And then reaching out in the group if you have any questions, right? Just post it in the group. I'll be happy to answer it. Doreen will be happy to answer them. But checking in, daily, multiple times a week. Setting challenges up with your group. Like, okay, guys, maybe you're in a group with four or five people that are really into fitness or are working on their bodies. All right, guys, we're going to do a seven-day challenge. Exercise. Each one of us is going to exercise for 7 days, okay? Or maybe you're going to do a seven-day challenge. No complaining, right? Whatever it is. But make sure you're connected with the group, because this collective energy is going to be very powerful for you. And I want you guys to become best friends, and I want you to be best friends with everyone in this group. And when we connect with these live events, it's pretty remarkable of this energy moving in the direction, okay? So be active in the Facebook group. Be active in your accountability teams and take action. Okay, now there is no fooling anybody. You have to eliminate the toxic crap out of your life. I'm not telling you to just eliminate every person in your life that's a pain in the ass. What I'm saying though is don't go there. You know who those people are. You know the subjects that are dangerous. Don't go there. It doesn't happen. I stopped a couple over the holiday weekend and it just was, man, not going there, guys. Shift. So make sure that you don't go there, all right? So that's accountability team. Connect with them and have a string of communication, whether it's Voxer, Facebook message, or text. Be communicating with each other frequently. Set up a Zoom call to get to know each other. And you guys should have picked an admin by now who's going to set up the Zoom calls and everything. And then eliminate all the toxic crap. Come up with your persona. And you're the living embodiment of that persona every day, okay? So that's, and you should have it. And don't be afraid to refer to yourself in the Facebook group or announce yourself, hey, this is who, this is so-and-so is here, alternate persona, this is who they are every day, and have fun with it. All right, guys, and this is what we're going to create. And then on the next recording, we're going to dig more into your personal mission statements and start action steps and start making those happen, okay? So that's it, guys. This is official recording number 2, and we're going to be moving fast here. We're going to be doing a lot, so we're going to get really steady over the next 6 weeks. It was 6 weeks ago. I think we've been at it now 2-3 weeks. But whenever you jump in, so people in the future, you've jumped in. These recordings are made for our initial Acceptance 365 group, but many, many other people are going to come in the future. This goes for you, okay? All right, guys, have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon.